Damn it! Just stubbed my fucking toe. But I didn't like stub my toe. I stubbed like my nail. You know what I'm talking about? Like you ever like you like fucking brush your toe up against something, but you kind of know that the impact is coming, so you like move, but you just like stub your toenail. That's almost worse. I think I'd rather just stub the whole fucking toe because now my nail's gonna be all fucked up. I'm not even gonna look at it. Fuck it. I'll look at it later. We'll find out later. But it sucks. It sucks right now, and it hurts. And, like my nail hurts. It was like bent back. Shit. I want to talk about something that you hear a lot, or at least that I hear a lot, or you see a lot. Like, most people will say it. It has to do with relationships, and people in relationships are saying it, and people on dating sites will say it. And if you talk to, like, some of your friends, they'll tell you this as well. They'll say, like, you know what, man? You want to be in a good relationship, it takes work. It's hard work. It's hard work to maintain that love and that friendship and that relationship. And I hear that shit, and I think, like, wait a minute. Relationship is work? Why the fuck would I want that? Why the fuck do I want any part of that? I don't want any part of that shit. Shouldn't a good connection and a good relationship be not work? Shouldn't it be seamless? Shouldn't it be easy? Shouldn't a connection just be great and you just be like normal human beings? I mean, I guess like effort, you gotta put like effort in, but that's just like remembering somebody's birthday. That's not like hard work. But people will say that it takes like hard work. It's like hard fucking work. They'll even like liken it to like yard work. They're like, you know, you gotta tend the garden. Gotta water your own grass. Gotta go out there and you gotta fucking weed the garden. You gotta tend it and then you gotta plant those carrots and then they're gonna grow and they're gonna be delicious. And the carrots will be your love. And I'm thinking to myself, like, gardening sucks balls. Gardening sucks. You're on your fucking knees. You're fucking digging and shit. You're spreading the fucking mulch. I don't want any fucking part of that. I don't want to fucking garden if I'm gardening. Why the fuck do I want to bring the garden like inside my house? There's a lot of things that are work. Number one, work is fucking work. You got a full-time fucking job. You're working 40 fucking hours a week or whatever the fuck it is. That's work. I don't want to do that. But I have to do that because I need it to survive. I need the fucking paycheck. So like if I'm already working at work, work is already work enough. Like I get home from work, I'm fucking tired. I want to sit on my ass and I want to watch fucking TV. When I get to fucking Friday, I'm like worn the fuck out. I'm fried the Monday through Friday fucking grind. I'm ready for the fucking weekend. I gotta fucking relax. I gotta recharge. I gotta recover. My anxious head needs to recover all the time. Maybe you do too. I don't know what it's like to not be an anxious asshole. But for me, when I like go to work and I come home, depending on how stressful the day was, I sometimes just like sit and I stare at the fucking wall. Like I don't do anything. I gotta like recharge my batteries. You know, the longer I do stuff, the more I go, the more I gotta fucking recover. So sometimes I don't even really feel like I have downtime because I'm not using my downtime to like have fun or watch TV or play video games or do whatever the fuck. I'm using my downtime to just not go insane. I'm just like sitting, just like decompressing, you know, getting all the fucking shit that's in my head like unwound or I'm fucking writing or whatever the fuck. I'm not gonna fucking take on a relationship if it's fucking work. Like that stuff's hard enough. Like life is hard enough. The shit that you have to go through on a day-to-day basis, the shit that pops up, that's hard enough. Why do I want a relationship that's gonna be hard work? So I started asking some people. Like I asked one of my friends, I'm like, hey, you know, you're married, you got kids, is your relationship work? And she's like, every day of my life. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's crazy. I was talking to like another one of my friends. They're like, yeah, you know, we've been together for 12 years. We got 5 fucking kids and it's great and we love each other. But, you know, it's been a lot of hard work. Like, God, I don't want that. No, get the fuck out of here, man. Hard work. Hard work my fucking ass. I'm not going to fucking get involved in a relationship. It's going to be hard work. It shouldn't be fucking work. Somebody asked me, they were like, well, when you were in a relationship, when you were married, was it work? No, it wasn't fucking work. It turned into a fucking disaster and it ended spectacularly. But like when we got together and when we were dating, I never thought it was fucking hard work. I just thought we meshed. I just thought we loved each other. I just thought we wanted to fucking be around each other. I mean, yeah, you fight and you fucking argue when you deal with that shit, but that's normal human being stuff. That stuff you deal with on a fucking day-to-day basis, that's not hard work, that's life. Sometimes you're gonna have fucking disagreements. And if you fucking love somebody and you're in a relationship with somebody or somebody's your close friend, you're gonna fucking deal with that. Think about some of your friends. I'm gonna bring up one of my buddies, the old fucking Beam Machine. You know how many times I've fought with a Beam Machine? Zero. I've never fought with that motherfucker about anything. I don't have to work to maintain my relationship with that fucking guy. I show up on Christmas, I drink with his fucking parents, I hang out with his fucking sister. We'll see each other a few times a year, we'll fucking talk. He's fucking helping me move. You know, he's fucking goes to a fucking Blue Jay game with me or whatever the fuck. Like, we fucking talk, we fucking hang out. It's never been work. So, like, I don't understand why, like, a serious relationship would be any different. My buddy Chops, is it work to fucking be buddies with Chops? Or my friend Simon or Sully? It's not fucking work. None of this stuff is work. So, like, when I hear somebody say, like, they're in a fucking serious relationship and, you know, or they're married or whatever the fuck, and they're telling me it's hard work, I think to myself, like, well, maybe you got a shitty fucking relationship. Am I fucking crazy? I just don't think that shit should be hard work. And if it is hard work, I'm going to stay single for the rest of my fucking life because I got enough fucking problems, man. I got enough shit going on in my fucking head. Life is hard work enough that your relationships with people you love shouldn't be. So, like, I think, like, if there's work involved, I don't want any part of it. Yeah, call me a lazy asshole. Call me somebody who doesn't fucking try. I disagree with you. I think I do fucking try. I'll be back. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed with this shit. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Because know what I'm not annoyed with? You listening to me. I'm not annoyed with that at all. I fucking love it. So Sundays and Wednesdays, the new podcast episodes. Every single fucking episode's on Podbean, the website, or the app. Go catch up. Peruse the archives. You'll also find me on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. You can look at me if you want on Instagram because I'm there and you'll see my face. That's at maybe 5 minutes too, just like the podcast is the same name. Also, I'm on Facebook and you can get the fucking new podcast episodes in the Facebook timeline.